Welcome to Entrepreneurhood, where we break entrepreneurship down into three simple pillars: business, lifestyle, and motivation. Our goal is to use our personal experiences as industry leaders to guide and inspire young entrepreneurs to see the lesson in every challenge. Because we understand that companies don't succeed, people do. Now, welcome the leaders of Entrepreneurhood, Lakim and KB.
Welcome to the neighborhood. It's episode 15. We got your boy Lakim in the building, and I got my brother KB in the building with me. This episode, we decided to call this one, Bosses Need Motivation Too. Our final quote, it's simple, but it's impactful. I think it'll resonate with you guys. So the quote goes like this: motivation is like taking a shower. You need it daily. The reason why I like this quote a lot is because as entrepreneurs, the way you feel on a Monday don't mean you're going to feel the same way on a Friday. That's just a part of the game, because motivation is something that we need on a daily basis. KB is going to let y'all know why we decided to choose this episode.
Well, first off, you need that daily motivation, because if you don't get it, you're going to be stinking by Friday. But we chose this episode because we want to be transparent as CEOs and really voice that we're not always on 100 all the time. A lot of people see inspiration, you know, they go to us for inspiration. But at the same time, we have to retrack our steps, find our inspiration. We just want to be transparent with you guys and give you guys, you know, what we do and what we go through.
All right, cool. So we got three problems. We're going to get right into it. That way you guys know where we're coming from. So the first problem as an entrepreneur, as a CEO, what we struggle with is getting in the zone. What that means is when we're productive, we're productive. When we're like not in the zone, we're just wasting a lot of time. I feel like when we're not in the zone, we feel guilty. We don't want the other entrepreneurs to feel that way.
For me personally, a lot of stuff we built off of momentum. And that's one of my advantages when things are going good. But when things are going bad, it's like, how do I get back to that spot? You know, where I was feeling motivated, I was getting stuff done. That's usually the hardest part. Nobody wants to slow down. It's inevitable that it happens.
One of the things that I tell my employees all the time, the two most dangerous things in business is momentum and a lack of momentum.
And then when it comes to working out, that's one thing that, you know, people really need to stay with momentum for. So if they're working out 3 or 4 days consistently a week, they take, you know, one day off, then they take another day off, and next thing you know, it's a trickle-down effect, and they ain't work out for 6 months.
Damn.
You know, it's important to get back in that zone and find whatever gets you started and really execute on that.
I agree.
The second problem we have is not having a good support system.
True.
Any business, any project, your foundation is what keeps everything rooted. So no matter how far off track, to have somebody, you know, bring you back center. I think the support system is so key. You have people that you can actually reach out and talk to when you're going through your ups and your downs.
Yeah, as entrepreneurs, we always feel like we're on an island. When you're on that island and you're on an island around people that's throwing more dirt on you or just making you feel low, that's going to affect your confidence heavy. And we can't be around people that don't give us the support that we need, because just running the business itself is the challenge.
Yeah. I mean, everybody around you is vital. They're not adding to you, or you're not pouring into them and they're receiving it, then they really shouldn't be around you. So I look at it like that, because some people say, you know, if you're not benefit from them, then it's not good. But at the same time, you could be somebody's mentor, and by you helping them out, it can help you and propel you. It's important to have that relationship with someone who is actually receiving what you're giving. But the only time the relationship doesn't work is when people are not receiving information and the gems that you're giving them.
Yeah. Because I feel like if you have people who only take from you, you know, or give, and people are just taking, and then it's just kind of like weighing down on you, it, like, as an entrepreneur, it's so easy to, you know, be drained. And sometimes we give so much that we got to make sure we're giving our energy to the right people.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, say somebody actually listened to, you know, our previous episodes, and they say, yo, I didn't know nothing about LOCs and they tell you the good news that they learned from the episode. But us motivating them and them telling that they received something from the episode, it gives us a true fulfillment that we know we need to keep pushing. So that's what the relationship needs to be like. It doesn't need to be, you know, one-sided where you're telling them they just a brick wall, not even listening and taking heed. And you're just wasting your breath.
Yeah, bro. I totally feel that. The third problem is feeling overwhelmed with work. Our entrepreneurs, man, believe us, we know exactly how it feels. Like, you are not by yourself in this. As an entrepreneur, I was talking to someone earlier today, bro, and they were saying that she was like, I have a to-do list, and every time I cross one thing off, three more things pop up. So it feels like it's a never-ending cycle, you know?
You want to be an entrepreneur to get freedom, but you feel like you have no freedom at all because you swamped with work.
Yeah, it's like you're a slave to your business.
That's how I was feeling before quarantine. I'm not going to hold you. I really was just feeling like overwhelmed. And being at that space, it's like, yo, there's something wrong here. And I was, you know, hitting my goals and reaching my goals, but I wasn't truly getting fulfilled. And I wasn't, you know, really pertaining to myself as much. I wasn't paying attention to myself. I was just saying yes to everybody else.
And I feel like on the surface, people don't even peep that. It's like, yes, you're doing what you love, which is helping people. But because it's the way the workload was or the way that, you know, you was handling it, it was still overwhelming. And I think people sometimes they feel like it's impossible to be overwhelmed doing something that you love. You could be doing something that you love and still be overwhelmed.
It's like being in a relationship where, you know, you love your girl, but sometimes you're like, yo, get out of here. I need my space.
Get out my face.
Personal time is very important. And that's what any relationship. So relationship with yourself, you got to have personal time.
Yeah. Now, I feel like as entrepreneurs, like having me time is so important. And sometimes it's hard to get it because we always give in.
Yeah. And you got to know when to cut the cords. I'm excited to talk about this episode because I'm actually in the process of learning all these things that I'm telling you guys.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact. So, all right. So let's kind of jump into, now that we've established the problems, right? You and the listeners, and we all know like what the problems are. Let's talk about like some of our experiences with being a boss and need some motivation ourselves. The first thing is like getting in the zone. Like, have you had situations where it's just been hard for you to get in the zone? Like, how long does it take you to get in the zone?
I guess it depends on the actual task. So I have a problem of avoiding things I don't like doing that comes a part of the business. When you put those off and next thing you know, it just adds up, And you realize, yo, I have 10 emails I never responded to. When you look at it like, yo, I really could just respond to a simple yes or a simple no in the email. But why did I let this pile up on me? There's been plenty of times where I wasn't in the zone and I'm like, yo, this is crazy. I have to do something because nobody's going to do this for me.
I have like a certain routine that I do for me where like I need it to be quiet. And if my element isn't the way it is, it's so hard for me to get in the zone. And when I'm not in the zone, I'm so unproductive. It's like I know what I'm supposed to do, but I just don't do it.
You sound like a terrible kid.
It's like I know right from wrong, but it's like the email thing, right? It's like, you know, you should just touch it once and go. But instead, we look at it, we don't respond. And then we look at it again, we don't respond. And then eventually it's like, yo, bro, I looked at this email four times and I literally just didn't hit reply.
Yeah, I think the worst thing for me sometimes is having those nothing days. And that's when you just do busy work and you're not being productive. You're doing stuff, but you're really doing nothing at the same time. And those days frustrate me because it's like, yo, what did I do today? And in that moment, I have to do something to feel good about myself. So literally today, I feel like I didn't do anything. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to kill this episode and I'm going to work out right after. And that's what's going to make me happy about today. Tomorrow, it's going to be better.
I'm going to worry about tomorrow when it gets there. And I feel like, bro, that's so true because like as entrepreneurs, we feel like every day we got to be doing something to keep it 100. There's days that we do a bunch of nothing to feel like we're doing something, and it's just kind of counterproductive. And I feel like I struggled a lot with that in the beginning stages of my career. We've said in the previous episodes, like, I was going to work every single day, and then my fiance was like, yo, like, how you do today? How much money you made? I was like, I ain't really make no money. She was like, you was gone for 14 hours. And I was like, yo, and then I had to think, like, yo, what did I just do? Like, I was literally gone for 14 hours and I didn't make any money. So getting in your zone is so important, bro.
Yo, she really G-checked you. Nah, that's funny, though. Yeah, if you look at it, yeah, you go over 14 hours and you come back with zero, then you have to do something different tomorrow.
I know there's other entrepreneurs that, like, have situations where it's like we're moving or we're just not getting the results that we want. And sometimes you feel like, you know, you're by yourself. But nah, like, if I'm out here working 14 hours for no money, like, don't worry. It don't get no worse than that.
The second experience that we deal with is not having a good support system. And that goes back to what you said is the leader island. And I think that's the part of entrepreneurship where you feel lonely and you have those sleepless nights thinking of you probably made the wrong move or you probably jumped too quick. Where it's like, yo, I don't think I should have did this so fast, or can I really do this? Can I really get it done? And you feel like, yo, I put myself in a jam, but I was shooting for the stars, but I don't think I'm actually going to hit the clouds. So where that lonely island comes in, and when you try to explain to somebody who doesn't have a business, it's even harder because they can't really empathize with what you're going through.
Yeah, I feel like when you don't have a good support system, the vision gets real blurry, and then it gets even more lonelier and discouraging because, like, you want people to see it the way you see it, but they just don't see it. So it gets more frustrating, and, you know, you start questioning people, and it's just, it's really messy. So I feel like for anyone who struggles with having a good support system, it's all about being picky. What did you have to do to get your support system strong?
Well, thankfully, I have friends that are entrepreneurs. You know, I jumped out the gate for a lot of people. Going towards my second and third year, I had more people to be able to talk to. But in the first couple of years, it was hard because it's like I didn't have nobody that could relate to me. They could just say, you know, okay, I know you're going to figure it out. Like, for example, by you having that 14-hour day when you made $0, you can only have that conversation with a limited amount of people. Because they're going to be like, what was you doing this whole time? If they're an entrepreneur, they understand that comes with the game and that's only going to make you better. The people that I have in my corner that are able to reach out, you know, all my friends are photographers. They trade, they do stocks, and they do different things, that creative things. So they know how it is, where there's no money at first sometimes. And you just got to understand that comes part of the game.
What kind of advice would you give to a person who's like a trailblazer in their industry? So like someone who is, you know, they lead in from the front. They're trying to surround themselves, but they're on an island because ain't no one else really doing it.
The biggest thing that I did was where I couldn't look to the left of me or the right of me, I look ahead and I look up to people that is doing something I'm doing, and I will use them as motivation. Even though I might not personally know them, listen to their stories and realize they have similar experiences that I went through.
Yeah, bro. I feel like that's big because I feel like I do the same thing too subconsciously. Like, I definitely look to other people that went on a big level because I feel like when I was new to entrepreneurship and I had those rough days, I wanted to find someone that I could relate to, because if you could find someone that has a similar story or that you know have overcome some adversity, those are the kind of people you try to relate to, you know?
Definitely. And I think that's why we have such of a strong relationship, because even though we're in different industries, we went through a lot of similar experiences of, you know, being an entrepreneur. By having you by my side, I know when we talk, we can actually figure something out. You can give me a type of solution, or it's somebody I can vent to who really understand and can give some type of input or insight and just saying like, okay, bro, you're going to be good. Because sometimes, you know, we need a little bit more than that. I don't need, you know, everything, but I just need some small term or trigger to let you know that what I'm feeling, you know, is okay.
Have you ever caught yourself like not telling someone who won't understand what you're going through the issue because you know they're going to kind of bring some negative response to the situation?
Definitely. All the time. We do it naturally where we categorize people, you know, what problems and situations we could talk to them about. Because it's not that the person is not compatible. They just don't have the capacity load that for that situation. If you talk to somebody with a narrow mindset or a smaller or different perspective from yours, then it wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't be beneficial for you because they're going to make you feel worse than you already did.
That's what I was thinking, bro, because I'm like, there's been certain times that like I hesitate to tell certain people different things because you're like, they won't get it. So in the beginning, when you're new, you think everybody gets it, you know, until you tell someone something and they'd be like, yo, you crazy, like you stupid. Why you think you could do that? What makes you think you that good? And then you're like, damn, you're right. Maybe I'm not that good, you know, and then before you know it, you lose your confidence.
It's very important. Like, it's vital. Like, the people you're around can, you know, make or break your business that you open up to.
Bet. All right. What's the next one we got?
Feel overwhelmed with work. I can definitely attest to that. Every day, sometimes before quarantine, I'll be ready to throw my phone out the window. Because it's like, it's nonstop ringing, texting, or notifications. Sometimes it's like, yo, I can't do this. I can't see myself doing this all the time. It has to be a better way. And, you know, I was getting so overwhelmed with it. And it's like, this is what entrepreneurship is about. Like, just being on your phone nonstop.
I feel the same way because when I think about it, even when I'm not at work, I'm at work. And there's always people reaching out to me and asking me different questions. And sometimes I'm just like, yo, leave me alone. But when you're in the business of helping people, and when you're in the business of other people rely on you, it's a part of the game. It comes with the process, you know? So I feel like being overwhelmed is something that all entrepreneurs experience, and they can't allow that level of pressure that they have to break them, because I feel like most entrepreneurs, the reason why most people don't make it in entrepreneurship is because once that pressure increases, they feel like it's too much to handle. So that's the reason why they tap out. We don't want entrepreneurs to feel like that. We want them to feel like the pressure is meant to make you stronger, and that's what's going to make you win in the long term.
I can only imagine where, you know, you had probably 5 employees and you wanted to grow your office, and then you got that 20, then you got the 30 mark, and then now you have 40, right?
Yeah, now we have 40 people.
So the different type of pressure is different now. So like, just explain on that, like far as in you wanted more and then you actually get it. How did you even go about to handle it?
Nah, it's crazy of like what you said with, you know, leading 40 people, because you want it until you actually get it. And the way that I'm able to manage it now is, and I can't wait to talk about this at the end, like in the solutions, is just like having a team. So it's impossible for one human to lead 40 people effectively. But if I'm able to mentor, coach, and develop a few individuals and I teach them how to effectively manage and lead people, then that's how we're able to scale it. What I personally believe, bro, is a leader could only effectively manage and lead 4 people at a time. That's what I think, you know, what an entrepreneur could do. Now, if I'm able to effectively lead and manage 4 people, and I teach those 4 people how to manage 4 or 10 people, and it continues to go, that's how we've been able to grow to 40.
That's dope. You got to, you know, build a solid foundation and a solid system so they could be duplicated. See, on my end, I can't teach my clients how to train the rest of them. But like when I, you know, first start, you know, having, you know, 1 person or 2 people a week to having, you know, 30, 40, 50 people a week, it's really a reality check. Like, whoa, like this is a lot. Not just training them, but the random text messages, yo, KB, what should I eat today? Or they'd be in the supermarket literally like, yo, should I get this or should I get this? Is this good? Is this bad? And it's like, I'm happy to be in this position and they value, you know, my opinion and they trust me. But when you have that from 20 different people, it's different. You know, it's a different type of responsibility. Well, we're going to talk about it. I try to give them a clear plan so they know exactly what to eat and what to do. So they don't have to text me so much.
I'm telling you, bro, like, that's the toughest thing is most entrepreneurs, they want more sales. They want more clients. They want more people buying their stuff. But then it's like when it comes all at once, it's like now I'm getting too many sales. Like, I need help. Yo, now I'm getting too many texts from my clients. And it's the same thing with me. I'm leading 40 employees, bro. And the crazy thing is every day I have a new problem from someone else. Like, I could be having the best day ever. And out of 1 out of 40 people are going to be having a bad day. And then guess who they're going to try to bring it to? They're going to try to bring it to me. It's tough when you want a big team or you want to run a big company. You got to know what's going to come with it.
You're just putting out fires when you're an entrepreneur. Like, you literally a firefighter. No disrespect to the firefighters. But in a minute way, that's exactly what we do. It's like, there's a problem here. All right, we got to solve it. Problem here, let's solve it. You just get better at it. And then you teach other people how to solve those problems.
And then eventually, if you become more experienced and skilled as an entrepreneur, the goal is to prevent fires instead of putting them out.
Exactly. That's a whole nother level.
Yeah. So I feel like that's kind of like some of the things that, you know, I was thinking. You got anything else of like any other situations where you probably felt like really overwhelmed with work? What's your thoughts on that?
In between those text messages from my training clients, it'll be a real estate client as well. And then next thing I know, it's a modeling offer that I need to respond to. When you in different lanes, it sounds good. It looks cute in the Instagram bio that you do all these different things. But when you get down to it, it's like, yo, this is a lot. So I remember times where I would literally train in the morning in Queens, and then I will have to run to the Bronx to shoot with VIM. And after I come from the Bronx, I'll show two apartments before I train in the evening. And you're talking about from Queens to the Bronx, to back to Queens, to Long Island, to back to Queens.
Sheesh.
And I knew I was doing that for a certain time frame, but I was like, yo, this cannot be forever because I won't be, you know, sustainable and I'm going to burn myself out. It's like, you got to know what season you're in as entrepreneurs. You know, sometimes you have grind seasons when you're running with your head down. Other seasons, it's a little bit more subtle. You know, making more strategic moves. Feel overwhelmed. I know all about that.
And did you say something like, as an entrepreneur with feeling overwhelmed, is like, you are the muscle until you run out of muscle.
Yeah, you are the muscle until, you know, you run out. I truly believe that. It's like, you have to figure out a better technique because being that you could lift, you know, 315, you could bench that. It doesn't mean you want to be doing that all the time. If you lift 315, you're like, okay, cool, I could do it. You know, it's been done. But I can't do this every day because the next day you're going to be sore as hell. You're not going to be able to lift a buck 50. Mm-hmm. So you want to be strategic how you balance out the weight in the sets. So now, you know, you can master your weight.
Have you ever had a client or someone that haven't worked out in forever and they like, yo, I'm going to start working out now. And then they go to the gym, overdo it. And then they don't go back for like you said, 6 months because they're like, yeah, my body's hurting me and I'm in pain. I hate working out. And it's like, why did you do that the first time? What did you think was going to happen?
Yo, I had so many people recently speak back to me. Yo, I'm in so much pain and I did your app. And I'm like, you didn't work out in 3 or 4 months. What do you expect to happen? They'll be discouraged by the pain. It's inevitable. You've been going too long. Like, you're supposed to feel this way. So yeah, I definitely have that where people be discouraged by something they put themselves into. And it's like, yo, you got to realize if you go a little away too far from, you know, your craft, it's going to be 10 times harder coming back.
Getting into it. Yeah. And I feel like what I'm learning now is I'm getting better with business and I'm diversifying what I'm putting my hands into. It's crazy. I'm doing more. I'm still stressed, but I'm not as stressed as where I was when I was just managing one company.
Yeah, you get more seasoned and, you know, getting things done. And I think that's the dope part about entrepreneurship, that a lot of people don't reach this side because, you know, for being in business for 5 to 7 years, it's a blessing. That means something is going right. So after you get to the point where he's like, you see the potential that you could do on your own and you see how far you can go, he's like, all right, I'm not trying to use all that muscle at one point in time. I got to figure something else out so I can spread my muscle all over. That's the point where we at now. It's like, yo, we seen us, you know, do, you know, 12, 15 hour days, not doing anything for 6 months, not buying anything, just saving, scraping. And it's like, all right, now I want a little more freedom. Let me move a little more different. Let me show other people how they can move like this.
That's why I want to jump into the solutions now, because the idea is, as entrepreneurs, we don't want to, you know, be working at level 10 forever. You know, we want to eventually be able to like reduce the amount of work, but still get level 10 results. You know, you got to know how to keep yourself motivated, because as a CEO, as a boss, as the president of a company, you got to make sure you know how to keep yourself motivated. So the first solution I got, bro, for, you know, getting in the zone, because I know a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with that, is you got to know yourself when it comes to getting in the zone. And what I mean by that is you got to know what time you're the most productive. You got to know what environment you're the most productive in. And then you execute during that period. So for me personally, the time that I'm the most in the zone is probably between like 6 and 8 in the morning. And the reason why is because my fiance, she's not up yet, so she can't bother me. And and my employees, they still sleeping, so I'm not getting no text messages. I'm actually able to sit in my recliner chair, play some meditation music, like an old man. I just start brainstorming. But for me, that's what works for me. Like, I know what time I'm the most productive and I know what environment I got to be in. So what about you?
Do you have your robe and your coffee mug next to you? Because when you said that, that's what I envisioned. And a newspaper on the side.
I don't got no robe or nothing. Like, I just be chilling in my basketball shorts. But it's like, I got to feel comfortable and I just need no distractions. So that's what I got to do.
Now, that's dope. Me, it's the exact opposite, bro. Like, I get all my millionaire ideas between 12 and 3 in the morning. And that's the time where, like, I log out on my social media every night. That time, nobody's usually up. And I'm like, yo, I can just be free. I can be me. And I can write down different things. So as soon as I, you know, getting in the shower is definitely a key part for me where I get a lot of insight and a lot of gems in my head. And I just write it down in my notes. And a lot of my notes is say like 3-4 in the morning. And I just be going. I just run with the momentum.
And that's what we want our entrepreneurs to realize, is when you get in your zone, it's different for everybody, you know, and you got to understand that with yourself is, when do you get in your zone? That's what you got to ask yourself. Are you a morning person or are you a night person? That's going to help you determine how and when you're going to be the most productive.
Another thing that helps me get in my zone is getting in front of content. With that being said, if I'm feeling a certain way where I might feel unmotivated or overwhelmed or, you know, discouraged, I, you know, put on YouTube and I put on my favorite motivators, philosophers. I read my Bible in the morning. Put content in front of me. It's like you have to find something that's going to take you out of your element and your current circumstances.
Yeah, I feel like that's so important, because getting in your zone is a mental game. You know, you got to know how to control those. And I feel like it definitely goes along with the next point that I got is, you know, when it comes to like the problems of not having a good support system, the solution that I got for everyone with, you know, finding or creating your support system is, the people you hang with impact and influence your choices. And if that's the case, then you got to be selective with the people that is in your circle. Because as an entrepreneur, you're going to understand that you're going to have some times where you just want someone to relate to. And if you're around, you know, people that's always talking down to you or discouraging you, it's going to be hard for you to see the light at the tunnel. My philosophy is garbage in, garbage out, positive in, positive out. So I want our entrepreneurs to make sure that your support system, they either they all the way with you or they're not with you at all.
garbage in, garbage out, positive in, positive out. That's it got a ring to it. I like that. It's so vital what you hear. I was actually texting one of my clients today and telling her, like, yo, you are the first person that you hear. So if you're speaking down to yourself, then that's what you're actually going to believe. You know, it's very important to be, you know, your biggest critic, but also your biggest fan. You have to have positive affirmations to build yourself up.
What do you do to make sure your support system is strong?
Well, what I've been learning lately is not to hold on to everything. Because when you hold on to everything, it builds up because you're like, yo, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through. But if you never vent and reach out to the right people, then they will never know you what you're going through. So what I started doing is start venting more because, you know, when I was raised, it was like, you just complaining. That's what women do. It's, you know, it's a sign of weakness. So, and I realized that's totally wrong. And, you know, a lot of, you know, men in my family have mental issues because we still don't know what they're going through. Once I learned that, I changed my ways and like, yo, what? Let me start venting. And even if somebody doesn't give me actual advice, it feels good to have weight lifted off my shoulders.
I think as men growing up in Queens, if you share your feelings, you soft. We've never wanted to portray an image of like, I'm not soft. So you don't know how I'm feeling. I'm good. Like, I'm gonna figure it out. But it's like, the more we experience and the more we take is like, bro, if you don't get your thoughts out of your brain and, you know, stop trying to be the tough guy and keep them to yourself, it's only going to hurt you in the long run.
Yeah. And the other side of it too, is that some people not even, you know, taking a tough route, they just feel like the other person won't be listening. And I know that's a big factor because I know people always appreciate when they talk to me. It's like, yo, you actually do listen. I'm like, well, you're talking to me. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. But they like, no, like you actually really listen to what I'm saying. And I never had people actually listen. They either talk over me, give me, you know, say whatever. They just, you know, give me bullshit affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
So find somebody who's actually going to listen and that values you. And don't just vent to anybody because you will be wasting your time.
I found a crazy statistic that said something like this. A certain percentage of people that you tell your problems to, a certain percent of them don't even care that what your problem is. Another percentage of people, they're actually glad you're having a problem because they rather it happen to you than them. And the last percentage of people, they actually, and it's a small percent, and these are the people that actually listen. It's messed up that it's like that, but that's just how people operate.
That's cold. It makes you look at everybody in a different type of lens.
Yeah. It's all very interesting to me. So what's the last solution of like feeling overwhelmed with work? I feel like me and you, we elevating and we finding different ways to take our workload off of our plate. So what could you tell the listeners?
Ask for help. It's the simplest thing is ask for help because we all need it. And you will run out of muscle one day. And when you run out of muscle and you can't lift anything, you're going to look weak. I came to a point where I ran out of muscle and I was just so overwhelmed where I didn't want to do anything. And then when it even came to actual, you know, business opportunities where it was money involved and I didn't want to do it. And that's when I knew it was a problem. And I'm not myself because like I wouldn't, you know, chase down a positive opportunity. But people hit me up like, oh, I want you to find a house for me. I want you to help me work on my body. I'm like, I don't even want to talk to anybody right now. I knew then I was in a dark place.
Yeah. I feel like as entrepreneurs, man, we all have what I've learned is Superman syndrome. If you're a female entrepreneur, Superwoman syndrome. And all that means is you try to do it all by yourself. You're Superman. You got powers that you feel like you don't need no help. I tried that my first 2.5 years in business, man. Like you said, you could get really far with it too. That's the dangerous thing.
Yeah.
The dangerous thing is that you could really like, you could grow big just by going crazy and working hard yourself. But like what you just said is, it's not sustainable. And because it's not, there's no longevity in that. And as entrepreneurs, we want to create things that could last forever, even if we're removed out of the equation.
It's facts, bro. It's like everybody needs help. And when you start off an entrepreneur, you know, you're by yourself and you have a chip on your shoulder to get things done. But you're going to come to a certain level where the workload is going to be too much for one person. And the best thing that, you know, we did actually with the podcast, we didn't realize how hard it was. Like, I never downplayed podcasting, but you see, you know, two people in a mic and you like, they record and, you know, they put it out there. And it's way more than that.
So much more, man.
So, you know, the best thing we did was get a virtual assistant.
Yeah. And shout out to Morgan because he's made this podcasting experience 10 times better because not only with podcasting, but, you know, getting a virtual assistant is something that's really took a weight off of both of our shoulders. You know, Morgan's helped me with.
Just so relieved. It's like, wow, one less message I have to respond to. And it's just a different type of feeling. I'm like, yo, I wish I would have did this years ago. I probably would have been even further. But you know, everything happens at the, you know, a different time frame. But having somebody to help you and you training them and showing the system that how you get things done and then they get it done just as good as you is a blessing.
Totally agree, man. So what would you say is like one of your last takeaways for our listeners on as an entrepreneur needing motivation themselves?
If you feel like you're on Leader Island, it's okay because we all on an island with you. We're not too far. We probably might be, you know, a few waters away, but we're right there with you and we all been through it. But what you have to understand is that you have to put yourself in a position where you can scale your business, where you can scale it for longevity. And it has to be sustainable. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to, you know, vent out your problems and situations that you're going through, but also make sure that the people that you are speaking to value you and value what you're saying. And it's important because the people who are around you can either hurt your business or they can propel your business. And I just want you guys to realize that we're all going through it and we're all going to make it through it. And it's part of entrepreneurhood.
And I love that, man. I wouldn't say it any different. And I think as entrepreneurs, we all got to make sure that it's okay to not be motivated. It's okay to feel like you're by yourself. But as entrepreneurs, what I've learned is we have to regain our motivation quicker than the people that we're leading. And if we, you know, have that in mind of it's a part of becoming a better entrepreneur is knowing how to motivate yourself, knowing how to get in the zone, knowing how to keep a good team around you, and more importantly, knowing how to delegate things. So as entrepreneurs, my message for everyone listening is don't have Superman syndrome. Get yourself a team, get yourself a virtual assistant, because at the end of the day, we're going to win together. Entrepreneurhood.
Anyone can start, but only champions finish. Now that you've completed this episode, you're ready to continue your journey by connecting directly with our hosts of Entrepreneurhood. Follow us on Instagram at The Entrepreneurhood to stay updated with the community. For each episode, the first set of listeners to tag us on Instagram and leave a 5-star review will be entered into a drawing to get a free 1-on-1 coaching session on the topic of entrepreneurship with our hosts. Remember, there is no shame in struggling because we fail, we grow, and we win. Right here on Entrepreneurhood.